On today's podcast, I feature people who've had injections, whether it's anesthesia or a white man who wants to become black. I share a very sexy story featuring the ultimate MILF, Mother Earth, and I listen to your voicemails on a new episode of Bubby Bub!
Wants to see something fucking nasty.
Yeah!
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
The Chinese doctors amputated my penis.
It smells like cow shit here!
Welcome, my bubbies. It's Corey. Thanks for listening to a new show. In fact, this is the final show of season one of Bubby Bub. It's 12 episodes, 3 months. Hope you guys have been liking the show. You know, to start things off, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go right into your voicemails.
Bitch, fuck you. They got to get all up in your shit, bitch. Yeah, you a bitch. Yeah, your mama got a Hulk Hogan haircut, I heard. Bitch.
Yeah, you must have the inside scoop because she did get a haircut from Brutus the Barber Beefcake. He got her into a sleeper hold and buzzed her hair off. Now looks like Hulk Hogan.
Fuck your mama and her motherfucking fat ass fucking thumbs, bitch.
What are you making fun of my mom's thumbs for? Jeez. All right, who's on the voicemail line?
What up, nigga? What the fuck, nigga? You are hell no, nigga. What the fuck, nigga, man?
This guy's got a high voice like a teapot or something.
No, you got something to say to this old bitch ass, punk ass, the ditty ass, old fucking ass, old gay ass, nigga. Bitch, train time, choo-choo.
Choo-choo? What a bitch ass to say such a thing. I prefer a little woo-woo, woo-woo. Just like Bub Rub and Little Sis, remember them?
Well, you want a woo-woo, it's that woo-woo. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Let's listen to another voicemail.
You ain't shit but a motherfucking pack of fucking furry animals, nigga. I'll come over there and piss on your whole fucking establishment and everything that you was meant to be, nigga.
Now, hold on a second. Think about this for a second. I live in a 2,500 square foot house, so if you wanted to pee in all of my rooms on the outside of my house, you're going to spend a lot of time peeing. It's going to take you a long time. Even if you drank gallons of Mountain Dew and waddled over to my house, you wouldn't be able to get that far. You'd be able to maybe pee in my garage or something, but then you'd just run out of pee. You need to really think this through.
I'll come over there and uppercut your mother in the fucking chin and punch her square in the fucking nose afterwards.
Really? You want to mess with my mom? Not only does she have a Hulk Hogan haircut, but she's got the 24-inch pythons that would wrap around your neck, you motherfucker!
You heard me? I'm about that life, nigga. I'm about that life. I'm about fucking your mother in the throat, nigga, and ejaculating with my dick squeezed tightly down the fucking esophagus, nigga.
Okay, I get it. You're angry. You want to put your penis in my mom's mouth. I get it. She'll probably bite it off because she's got Hulk Hogan jaws as well. Can we get a good voicemail, like a nicer one? Why is everyone so angry at me today?
You wanna get down, nigga? I'ma clap on your ass, nigga. I'ma fart in your face, nigga. What's up? I'ma put my ass on your motherfucking nose, nigga. Sit down on that shit. I make my dude go plop, nigga, when it hits the floor. Yeah, nigga.
This guy kinda sounds like he's got a poop fetish.
You wanna come at me? Come at me, bitch. I'll shit all over your motherfucking floor, nigga. You ain't even gonna know it. You come home, you slip on it, you fall down. Uh-oh, shit. Yeah, nigga.
Okay, so we got a guy who wants to pee everywhere all over my house. Now we got a guy who wants to shit everywhere and make me slip on it and fall on the floor.
I'm gonna put that shit up all up in your mama house, too, nigga.
Okay.
What's up, nigga? You live at your mama house, nigga? What's up, nigga? Make it sound like a motherfucker I won a Grammy Award, nigga.
That is so kind of you to call me a Grammy Award winning artist. I just... I'm speechless.
Spread my asshole wide.
And then the call abruptly ends. Do I have any more gangsters on the line?
Hey, boo. Spiral ass fucker.
Hey!
No, I'm just joking. My name is Nick Albuquerque. You know me as a dick sword as Seabound.
Oh, Seabound.
I just wanted to say it's been a real pleasure having you back after so long.
Thank you.
I work graveyard shifts, so the very first thing I do on Sunday night is I listen to your podcast. It helps start out my work week just right. Whenever you do come back, and in case you decide to be, you want to take a little bit of time off and play one of your old Sex-tastic Tuesdays, can I go ahead and request the one where Mother Earth fucks Father Time or something like that? That one was always one of my favorite, the ones that you actually wrote. Anyways, I appreciate all the hard work that you've been putting up. I can't wait to hear your second season come out, and I hope you have a great holiday. Bye.
You too. Thanks so much, Nick, for calling in, a.k.a. Seabound on the Discord. Check out the Bubby Bub Discord channel in the show notes. And thanks for also recommending the Sextastic Tuesday story with Father Time and Mother Earth. That was a story that I wrote probably about 12 or 13 years ago for the Distorted View show. And since it's only 5 minutes long, and you requested it, I'm going to play it on the show. Here's Sextastic Tuesday with Mother Earth and Father Time.
All right, so like I said, this week's Sextastic Tuesday story is written by Corey. And Corey has written several really great stories in the past. And I believe today is no exception. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
It was 6,000 BC, and an epic love story had begun. 500 million years had passed since Father Time had the desire to make love to Mother Earth. Worried about the upcoming ice age, Father Time made his move. Father Time had a long, wispy white beard made of clouds and was dressed in a white, flowing robe of snow. His body was a large landmass made of rock, clay, and sand. Mother Earth wore a blue silky dress of oceans, revealing her skin-colored land cleavage. This is very well written. This could almost pass as real literature. Father Time began to smell Mother Earth's atmosphere, which smelled like faint dead fish. Well, you ruined it there, Corey. Her lower region was covered in dense, bushy, weathered rainforest, and was home to two-thirds of the planet's animals. Centuries before, she had suffered from a devastating drought, but now her jungle juices began dripping like never before. Father Time preferred an area with deforestation, but decided to start logging. Father Time gently massaged her voluptuous, magnificent purple mountains. She was all natural. Earth was getting a heat wave and began global warming. Father Time opened his white robe, exposing his long cock, which resembled the size and shape of Florida. It had veiny fault lines, genital wart craters, and a bit of magma smegma under the folds of his uncircumcised landmass. His testicles were two small moons that orbited around his cock, which had their own magnetic field. From a far distance, the moons looked like cheese and smelled like cheese. As Father Time penetrated Mother Earth's rainforest, he started killing thousands of endangered species. The friction caused Earth's crust to be displaced. He shifted Earth's tectonic plates as he bitch-slapped her below the equator. With some extra gravitational pull, he hit Mother Earth's oceanic trench G-spot and started a forest fire of epic proportions. He then drove his arm deep in... I see where this is going. He then drove his arm deep into her volcano hole. Mother Earth cried, "No!" Little did he know it was that time of the century, and her volcano gushed with molten lava, running down Father Time's arms. Then, planet Neptune had arrived. He began to tag-team his big sister Earth. He titty-fucked her magnificent canyons while killing millions of dinosaurs. This should be taught in school. If we're going to fucking be teaching intelligent design in schools, we should definitely be teaching this as well. It's just as ridiculous. And then Father Time fist-fucked Mother Earth and her volcano cunt. That's how the dinosaurs were killed. Very good science report, Billy. All right, back to the story here. Mother Earth then passed a violent wind. She conjured up an F5 tornado mixed with dangerous greenhouse gases. Then, tremors developed and created a mudslide, splattering on Father Time's legs. She smelled like Uranus. "God damn it, your ass asteroids really turned me on," yelled the father. Then Mother Earth shook into a violent worldwide earthquaking orgasm. Mother Earth began to create streams of joy. A tsunami of juices blanketed her lower hemisphere. She began crying from her raging hormones and caused major flooding and aftershocks. Just then, Neptune let out a thunderous roar, pulled out and shot loads of atmospheric water vapor all over Earth's face. Father Time shot gobs of white freezing snow all over Mother Earth's ass, which happens to be in the former Soviet Union. "Ah, you fucking rocked my world," Mother Earth said, leaving her 71% covered in water all over her surface. "I haven't come so hard since the Big Bang." bang, Earth said. But it was not all sunshine and rainbows. No, no. Unfortunately, Neptune had contracted AIDS from Mother Earth since he had fucked Africa. Corey. Yes, Mother Earth had contracted humans from Father Time. She feared that the humans would kill her and the polar bears with their SUVs, light bulbs, aerosol spray cans, and the moon and the stars and the this and the that. But in the end, the humans lived with Mother Earth peacefully and wrote this stupid story about her sexual escapades. Some people love their Mother Earth, others make love to her. The end. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for April 29th, 2008.
There you go, a story that I wrote about 12 years ago for Distorted View. And if you like those stories, if you want to hear more of those types of stories, you can go to distortedview.com, listen to Tim Henson's podcast. Do I have any more voicemails?
Am I supposed to talk shit to you?
Yes.
You go over and think it. You don't understand.
Why?
I'm from the fucking hood.
Oh.
Motherfucker, you think you're the shit.
Yes.
From South Beach, nigga. Where you from? You probably from some rich-ass neighborhood. Tell your shit, nigga. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, so now I have children that want to fuck me up. Who else is on the voicemail line?
Yo, you talking mad shit for what? No, you silly motherfucking bitch-ass motherfucker. Ugly-ass motherfucker, nigga.
Fat Albert wants to fuck me up. Who else wants to fuck with me?
You don't know what I would do to you, nigga. I will twist your neck. I'll wrap my dick around your neck 12 times.
What? You're going to wrap your dick around my neck 12 times? Let's do some math right here. If the average male neck is 15 inches multiplied by 12 times around the neck, that means you have a 15-foot penis. Wow.
You mess with a real nigga now, huh? I'm so thug. I buy skirts from Old Navy.
You're so thug that you buy skirts from Old Navy, okay?
Have you ever put ramen noodles on top of your ice cream?
No, but that sounds delicious.
And you ain't no thug.
Okay. All right, are there any other voicemails?
Go fuck yourself, you fucking piece of shit. Well, suck my dick, you fucking cunt. Amen. Goodbye.
You know, I've never heard suck my dick and amen in the same sentence. So anyway, well, let's just switch some gears. You know, drugs will do some crazy things to you, especially when anesthesia gets into your system and you're having your teeth pulled. And so I found a clip of a mother and a daughter leaving the dentist office, and the daughter is saying some pretty interesting things.
They cut them off.
They cut what off?
My lips.
Honey, they didn't cut off your lips. You're looking at them.
That is lipstick, Mom.
It's not lipstick.
You put lipstick on so I wouldn't feel ugly.
Honey.
And I'm still ugly with no lips.
Where would I put lipstick if you didn't have lips?
No one has ever gotten kissed me anymore.
And if you don't have lips, you can't kiss anybody, and you'll never have a boyfriend, you'll never reproduce, and you'll never be a mother. Oh my God!
Where are we going?
Home. You better quit yelling at me.
I thought we were going to get ice cream.
Honey, there's ice cream right next to you. They gave you ice cream.
Yeah, they gave the girl some Moose Tracks ice cream.
What?
It's not a moose. They didn't kill a moose, honey.
They killed the moose and they want me to eat it.
Honey, it's not a moose. That's just the name of the ice cream.
It's right there.
I know.
Oh my God.
And then I've got another clip of a guy who also went through anesthesia. And he has tattoos all over his body. He looks like a badass, but he's crying like a bitch.
You okay?
Yeah.
What do you have? Do you have your tape?
Yeah, right here.
He's got a roll of clear tape right next to his pillow.
Your tape? Let me see your tape. I just want to make sure you have it. Okay.
It's right here.
And what's it for?
Because my head falls off.
Okay, your head won't fall off, okay?
Yes, it will.
No, Bart, it's not going to fall off, okay?
Bart's been listening to too much Alex Jones.
I mean, pretty soon they'll, like, chop your head off and literally drink your blood, and then they'll say you're assaulting the officer.
You're going to do great, okay?
Yeah.
You feel better in the bed?
No.
How come?
Because if my head falls off, nobody can hear me.
This guy has thought it through.
I'll still hear you, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
Can I let you have some rest?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you call me if you need me?
I'll try, yeah.
Okay, but do you have your tape?
My tape is right here. Nobody touches my tape because I don't want to lose it.
Okay, Bart, you're going to be okay, okay?
No.
You will be okay. Your head is on.
I know, but I want my tape.
You got your tape.
Well, he had his tape and he did not lose his head, even though that would have been hilarious if he actually did lose his head and he was right all along and he didn't have enough tape. I don't know. Anyway, do we have anybody on the voicemail line?
Now listen here, bitch. I'm gonna straight up fuck your bleeding face, you motherfucking death nigga. I can't even hear you when you call me. So all I gotta say is suck my motherfucking dick.
What? Did you hear that? A woman wants me to suck her dick? Oh, that's right. You must be in transition, bitch, right? Well, I've got another person who's in transition. A guy who is white turning into a black man. And this comes from a very unknown YouTuber called Nuka Zeus. And I learned about him through Pay Money Wubby on YouTube. And I had to share this with you.
What up, y'all? Nuka Zeus here, representing that black power, you know what I'm saying? The injections that I inject into myself as an experimental drug supposedly makes your pigments work in overtime to produce more melanin in the skin. Today is day 7 that I've been taking it. The first couple days were fucking terrible. I get lightheaded, feeling tired and drowsy.
Don't be making excuses. Once you go black, you never go back, so get back at it.
They say that you're supposed to get, like, these random boners that last for hours. I haven't gotten one. If anything, I think my dick stopped working.
All right, so he ignores these obvious health concerns, and after 50 days of taking these injections, he posts another video on YouTube.
Today is day 50. That's right, half of 100 days I've been injected on myself, and I am, as you can see, I am getting darker and I love it. My nipples are no longer pink, y'all. My dick is no longer pink. It's like light brown.
Who cares about the color? Is it gonna get longer like a black dick?
What's up? What's popping? What's crackin' lackin' and all that stupid ass shit?
And he is not only changing in skin color, but he's also adding tattoos to his body like black power and fuck whites. He also is getting cornrows and extensions. He's even dyeing his beard black. And in another video, he actually says, I do not condone taking these injections.
I do not condone these K-beasts taking tanning injections to become black. That is something I do not condone. That is not something that I accept. That is not something that I won't.
But he went ahead and did it himself because he wanted to be black.
Now, I know some dumbass motherfucking haters is going to say some stupid ass shit. I am not taking tanning injections to become black. I am black.
Oh, okay. So he's already black. Maybe he's kind of got that Rachel Dolezal thing going where they think that they're black, but they're really white.
I usually tan about every other day in the tanning bed.
And apparently the injections that he's taking enhances those tans, so it makes him darker. Even though if you look at his skin, it looks kind of hot dog colored. But anyway, he is so extreme that he also put Malcolm X lettering in his bushes at his home. He also had a poster of Hennessy on his wall. Yeah, he named his car the Blackmobile. He has a black power phone case. All sorts of crazy things that he's done. And he also goes on a long rant on YouTube about how he hates white people.
All these movies that they have of us being slaves and going through all this trauma, it just literally just makes me want to go on a killing spree. Like, literally just want to go outside and kill every motherfucking cave beast that I see and keep going until I get put in my grave. I would love to live in a world of nothing but black people.
That's right. He likes to call white people cave beasts.
I swear to God, I will blow up a motherfucking Billy Creek. Like, I need to join ISIS. I need to join some other motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of the white man. We need to get rid of it. You talking about I'm fake? Talking about I ain't real?
There you go. Nuka Zeus. Those are just a couple clips that I found from his channel or from Pay Money Wubby on YouTube. So I just have a few more minutes here for this episode. Maybe I should just check in one more time on the voicemail line. Are there any good voicemails left?
Hey, fuck, nigga, who the fuck you talking to? Bitch ass.
Oh, God.
Fuck, nigga, bitch ass. I said it 7 times, nigga. Bitch ass. I talk shit Cause I motherfucking won't. Fuck, nigga. Oh, bitch ass.
Bitch?
Your mama raised a bitch. Bitch ass. I'm juggling this motherfucker. Bitch ass.
All right, so there you go. The last voicemail I'm going to play for today. All of those voicemails were actually from the Gangster Party Line. I'm going to give credit to where credit is due. This was a fake commercial ran from the comedic genius Brent Weinbach. And he had set up a website. He had a voicemail line. People called in. And people were really angry. And I'm going to play the original commercial so you know why people got so riled up.
Sup, nigga? You want to talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch.
Sup, fool? You gonna talk shit about me, homie? Where you from?
Hundreds of niggas is waiting for your motherfucking call, and they all talking shit about you right now. You wanna sell that shit? Call these motherfuckers ASAP.
Yeah, I said some shit. What? Man, fuck you and your bone spurs.
The hardest niggas is standing by, ready to pick up that phone. Buff niggas, dark niggas, Asian niggas, white niggas.
Suck my dick, bitch. Fuck you.
1-213-373-4253.
Just dial, nigga. I'll fuck you up.
Deaf niggas, classic niggas, racist niggas, mystery niggas, psycho niggas, dog niggas, Jewish niggas.
You got some motherfucking nerds calling me out Shabbat on some little bullshit ass nigga. Better calm that shit down and come around here and show me some fucking respect before me and my Jewish niggas come up here and beat your ass, nigga. Off top.
Niggas is talking shit. Call now.
$4.99 per minute.
There you go. Now you know why there was so much shit talking on my voicemail line. It actually wasn't my voicemail line. That was from the Gangster Party Line. It's gangsterpartyline.com if you want to hear all of the voicemails and check out the website. If you'd like to call my voicemail line, it's 77-HEY-BUBBY. That's 774-392-8229. I'm also on Facebook, YouTube, Discord, and Twitter. You can also check me out at bubbybub.com. If you like the podcast, share it with a friend or two. And as I mentioned on the last podcast, this is the last episode of this season. And in early 2021, I'll be working on some new music and parodies. And then later in the year, on social media, I'll announce if or when I'll be continuing the podcast. Hopefully, I'll come back for season two. And like I said, just sign up for social media and you can get the latest. Now, to wrap things up, here's DJ Cummerbund with a mashup with TLC, Peter Gabriel, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Lizzo, and others. Thanks so much for listening to the show. I bub you very much.
sleeping with the goddamn enemy. We need to be keeping our roots strong.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.